This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Welcome to week 8 of Sound Clash 2011. We're in the final week of round 1, and tonight we've got 3 bands lined up for you. Coffee Shop Situation, Hurt Season and Dirty Voice, exclusively for Wayne Bartlett himself.
Did you say 3 bands?
Yes.
No, it was only advertised 2. We're supposed to be leaving early today.
Yes, but we know we're subject to change with these band lineups. And I have to tell you, Dirty Voice fit the additional band playing tonight. I heard them in soundcheck and they're pretty cool for a rock band. I like.
Do they all speak like this?
Yes.
Ooh.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Have you got any new ways for me to make a complete and utter breast of myself?
Well, actually, yes, I do. I was chatting to you earlier on Facebook.
You were.
The social networks are available, pretty enough. And all I said, the clue was sinister.
Yeah.
And then I went, which is also another clue, wasn't it?
That scared me. That scared me a lot.
A little bit.
I'm frightened.
Right. Your challenge today is to get your willing participants in the audience who love the interviews.
Oh, they're never willing.
No. And it's kind of ironic what Dirty Voice, but they got to say the answer in the most evilest voice possible.
I like it. I like it a lot.
The more evil, the better the prize.
The more evil, the better the prize.
You spent too much time at the Creaky Cauldron. You know Dave Matthews, mate.
Well, it's all been sinister today. We've had some lovely sinister talks, so I thought we'd all be sinister tonight. And even Andy's got a sinister challenge, but his is well easy.
Okay, what's Andy's challenge then?
Well, Andy has got to go...
I like that.
Is that it? That's so easy.
It's only, but his prize is only... He did failed last week. Yeah. His prize is a donut. No, so it's not going to be high stakes.
We've got to start simple again, I think. Work our way up.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Step forwards, make a lot of noise, wave your hands and fists in the air. Please show them that you love them. Welcome to the stage. Coffee Shop Situation!
The
sun's going
flowers. We'll be right back.
Fantastic bassist, good rhythm, good singer. They were pretty good, yeah. Yeah, good indie band.
I think they were brilliant. Like, really good. Indie band, very good, very good.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
We are now here with Coffee Shop Situation. Sophie, name call.
We're here with Jared, George, Sam and Tom. Woo! Almost. Just about made it. I remembered like 6 1 week. It was a good week. But anyway, guys, how did your set go?
Really well. I thought it went really good, yeah.
My push string snapped though.
Yeah. What happened?
Aggressive?
It's my pure strength. I just snapped the G-string.
It's really nice of the other band though to lend their bass to you. Otherwise, I would have been quite upset because it was a really good set. Really like your sound. A bit like Folds a little bit. Yeah. Is that yeah?
I like that.
I like the sound.
Well, now an interesting name for the band. Where did it come from?
We didn't have a name for months, and then we always liked the idea of naming a band after a really good song. So we're all even though we don't sound up, we're all really into the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So me and Jared, me and Jad came up with Coffee Shop, which is a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. And then we text George, and he said needs a third word, and we just put that on the end. And
random.
We wish there was a better story behind it, but there isn't.
We just thought you were like coffee addicts or something, because we are, and we were like, wow.
Okay, so a bit of a pun on your name. If you could have any situation happen to you in a coffee shop, what would it be?
Free latte, probably.
Is that as adventurous as you can go? Anything in the world?
I suppose it could go a bit better.
Maybe if a record label, maybe if it was a record label and they just came over and
just go, hey, hello. Maybe have some money.
Pixie next to us.
Have who?
Pixie Lot, just come have a coffee.
Oh, yeah, you know, just casually.
Yeah. But when Why you're not? Famous, that could happen, you never know.
I'll So, are you from Stratford or?
Reddit. We're from Reddit.
Yay! Reddit's flag! Sorry.
Every week, so you have to tell people, don't you?
Because everyone puts down Reddit. I mean, look at how many good bands we've had.
Wow.
Well, no. But you still have to wave the Reddit flag and stand up for your town. So how long have you been together as a band?
We've been jamming for years. Look, we're in an old band, and our drummer was on guitar, and Finger was on drums. And
we had a bit of a switcheroo at the time. Yeah.
We just kind of swapped around, because these guys can all play a range of instruments, and I can only play one, so I just stick them up.
Well, it must work, because you had quite a good... we've never known Andy to actually praise a drummer
musician.
Before.
I've only been drumming since last Christmas.
No
so
way.
That's pretty, Andy just insults everybody. Yeah. For you to be praised like that, in front of everybody.
It's already stabbed, though.
Was
that the heckler? What did he say?
He said get the band on, I think.
Yeah.
He said he was going to take him outside.
You've got to love Andy. Okay, so if you could gig with anybody in the world, who would it be?
Balls.
Oh, that's
I'd be there.
And Bombay Bicycle Club.
Yeah. I like your taste.
Okay. Game. Before the band expands on, we can play a game each week, and each one of you have to describe your band in one word, and the first word that you think of. Go now.
No hesitation.
Coffee.
Ice cream.
Colourful.
Potato.
Love it.
I like yours. Best of luck, guys. Back soon. Okay, I'm here with a beautiful compere as ever, Andy. Andy, how the devil are you?
You just have to stop with the compliments. One of these days, me and you are going to meet on a barge and we're going to make sweet love.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've already been there and seen it. It's going to be brilliant.
How about the final?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we'll all be drunk and happy.
We won't even be here, we'll be on the barge.
It's sounding good.
I want to book a day off, Sam, okay? The final day?
Cool. Right, so, how the devil have you been this week?
I've been good this week, yeah.
We're all better now, aren't we?
Well, there's no doctors, there's no fat faces. You've not complained once on Facebook about your illness.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Things are looking
up. The world is, well, apart from maybe, you know, the Middle Eastern things, but everything else is good. You know, our little pocket of the universe is fallen.
That's what's important. Okay, so, you got a challenge to it, because you failed last week.
I failed miserably last week. I actually forgot about the challenge.
So, I mean, because it's an easy challenge this week, it's going to be a pretty lame prize, and that prize is a raspberry donut.
That's fine. I hope you enjoyed your Hello Kitty surprise.
Oh, we're saving it for to the end, so I kind of like that. We've never been given a prize for someone failing before.
You know, it's my gift to you for my abstract failure.
We love it. Now, today it's all about being sinister. We don't know why.
That's fine, I can do sinister.
All you have to do is the most perfect evil laugh, like, ha.
I've actually been practicing this at work this week, so it's fine. I've already preempted your laughter.
Fantastic. Yeah. Would you like the donut now?
What flavour is it?
It's a raspberry.
Yeah?
Okay. Because I think I'm going to do it today.
I am going to do it. I'm going to try and get in there as much as possible. I'm going to make it overkill. It's going to become so boring of the laughing at the end that you're going to be like, I don't like this challenge. We want you to regurgitate the donut and get out of our sight.
Fantastic. Now, while we'll get the donut ready for you, it's all very political in your little opening statements, isn't it?
Well, I tried to be political. I tried to be funny and political, and it went down like
Daffy supporters went down like that, didn't it, really?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, next week, we have a week off, don't we?
We do. We have a week off, and then it's back to business with the real bands.
Yes, like the Death of Johnny Alpha.
Yes, my band, me. I'm back.
We're going to dress up for you, aren't we?
Hopefully, we're gonna make it so that the other band realise how biased we are and that we've got Stratcast in our pocket. You guys are coming as zombies.
We are indeed. Okay, so what are we going to do for your week off?
I'm actually going to be promoting the other gig.
You're supposed to say, getting that barge.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm booking the barge for our love fest.
Fantastic. Do you want your donut now?
Yes.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Ah, the smell of pleather is in the air. There's a general sense of unwashedness. Kind of a stench of evil. Kind of a moo-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha feeling. Lots of beady little eyes looking at me like rats in the sewer. It must be a metal band. If you are here to support this band, please step forward and be as filthy as you all seem. And generally throw your horns in the air and support the wonderful, the sexual, the lovely. It's good to see their drummer turned up and didn't waste my time tonight. Hot Season!
Yeah. The headbanging is, or the atmosphere really, it's all of it, it's just so amazing, it just makes you want to just go mad.
Would you compare it to any other bands you've heard or seen? Or
my band played last week,
we lost.
It was a fix.
I've seen Tom before in Old Guest Care, and he's just amazing all around, but the guitar is pretty sick as well, I have to say.
This is Sound Clash live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
My name's Butter.
Hello, Butter. Hey. Well, we're here with Hurt Season. Name call?
You got the most.
Mark, Gaz, Tom, Toast, and Rich.
I'm Butter.
And I'm Butter. I do come out with some lines. Wow, that's a pretty good set. How long have you been together as a band, and why have you entered Sound Clash?
How long have we been together, lads?
6 months? Five.
Let's round it up to 5 months, it makes it sound better. 5 months.
Started gigging in November.
Yeah. When did you join? Well, because you were the last one to join, when was it?
I joined in...
It's not the last one,
May. I joined in May.
I have to say, I'm not a fan of metal, usually. And I'm normally like, oh... But, stood out there. Yeah, I was, and... I have to say, you've got the best metal voice. Like, you can actually sing, it's not just screaming.
Thank you.
Why did you enter Sound Clash?
Mainly to win the competition, really. But, you know, it's...
Yeah, but what do you win? Do you know what you win?
Well, we win sort of like, you know, global recognition.
Recognition in the Stratford area.
In the Stratford area, you know.
Like worldwide because of our radio shows.
Yeah, of course, exactly, yeah. Is it like Stratford is the epicentre, is it, the city of the world. So, yeah. That's the reason why. And
Where did the name Hurt Season come from?
No. Let me tell you a little story about this. When we were recording, Richard, the guitarist's mother, asked me the same question. I didn't want to tell her, because it does have meaning, but I didn't want to tell her, and she roasted me, didn't she, in the kitchen. Not a sexual term.
The meaning is?
The meaning is...
It's
a deep meaning, yeah, Hurt Season. Like, everyone has, like, you know, really horrible times, and Gaz hates this sort of stuff. just gonna go to the back.
Oh, no, I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it.
Yeah.
Get off. Get off. Get off.
A season.
Ah, go.
No. A season when you feel shit.
Yeah, everyone has it, and everyone has their own like, sort of thing, yeah. And also hurt. Yeah, it's cool because it's metal, and hurting people is metal.
No, that's really clever. It's not just like kill. Yeah, I'm just gonna stop speaking.
It's not some sort. Yeah, it's not like completely. You know, like I'm gonna kill your mum and rape your sister sort of thing.
Yeah, because that's what most metal bands name themselves after. Quite offensive meanings, but yours is actually quite so.
There's no rape or Nazi stuff in this.
Describe your band in one word.
Shit. Godzilla dancing on break dancing on your face.
That's toast.
Beans.
There you go. That was Toast and Crew with the Hurt Season.
Andy with the next band, I think.
Like soon.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Welcome to the stage.
This one's gonna slip it away.
Harking back to classic rock roots, it's unusual to hear a band of that sort of ilk, that young, to be playing that sort of stuff. It's really nice.
Oh, they're absolutely amazing. They really involve the audience as well. They're a good laugh to be around, lovely people. They're absolutely amazing.
Do you think they should win tonight?
Yes.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Okay, we're here with Dirty Voice, Sophie.
Name call.
Okay, we're here with Ben, Joey, Mike, Ian and Tom. Woo! Yeah. Great set, guys. We've got a topless guy here. I like it. I like it a lot. So how did you find the whole Sound Clash experience?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Amazing. Killer.
Yeah, well, this is like my second time playing it. Last year we did it under a different lineup, and then this year's been pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, my second time playing it with a previous lineup years ago, and I really enjoyed it this time around because I'm normally the bass player, or have been, and now I'm the front man.
So you're the star of the show?
No, it takes all of us to sort of put it together, obviously. It
takes one to get naked, though.
Yeah.
And he's the man that gets naked. He is the man.
So why did you...
If a band doesn't get naked, then it's not a real band, really, is it?
On your own, love.
So why did you enter the competition?
To get to play this venue again, to be perfectly honest. It's a nice venue.
Cox's Yard is a great place to play. It's always a good reception. Sound guy is always fantastic. Yeah.
We've played
He always puts in a great effort.
And it just off the stage.
That's the reason. It reflects our true capability, I reckon.
We've played a lot of places, and this has got to be one of my favourites,
including the Birmingham Academy main stage.
So do you think you've got much chance winning tonight?
We hope so.
We've done a lot of work, and it would mean like
the
world.
Reception, but,
yeah, it would mean the world.
We had a naked guy. We got to win.
Wayne, ask a question.
I feel like you're hogging the
microphone. Sorry, I'm on a
flight. I'm hogging the muff.
I've said enough about muff today.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
That was an arse sound check. Right, guys, so a real energetic set. I've got to say, it took about 10 minutes for you to get off your seat of the drums. How knackering is it,
really? It's really knackering. Like, obviously, being back, I've got the majority of the lights on me, so it gets really hot, I must say. And that's why I sort of took 10 minutes to get off stage.
I can't stand standing still on stage, so I use as much energy as I can. But unfortunately, we went from McDonald's for stage, and now I have a stitch.
Shouldn't have done that.
Should eat after. That's what we're going to do.
I'm so hungry.
If every member is not totally wiped by the time they come off, then they've obviously not worked hard enough. That's the way I see it.
Got to build up a sweat to be a good band.
So where did the name Dirty Voice come from?
Him.
This man.
This is our roadie. He's called Ash.
Hi, Ash.
Yeah, well, it's like, I think I wasn't in the band at this point, but I think they came up with it because it's a good way to describe how he sings, the style that he sings, and just the all-round attitude, to be perfectly honest. Like, it started off as like a sleaze rock band, and it sort of progressed into this, like...
Me and Ben are the only original members.
Hard rock. Hard rock band. Like,
our drummer's somewhere.
Yeah.
A few name droppings there.
I have to say, I like your Transformer t-shirt.
Thank you. I'm obsessed with a tattoo.
Yeah, oh,
that's
wow.
Awesome.
Have you all got tattoos? Are you all...
I'm the only one who doesn't.
Actually.
Tattoo virgin.
Anymore?
I never did in the first place. because I'm Irish, is that what you're saying?
I would love one, but I have to convince the ball and chain to let me have one.
Game.
Quick, okay, you've got to describe your band in one word and one word only, starting from now.
Chaotic.
Epic.
Dirty.
Energetic.
Voice.
That's what I was going to say. Voice.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
The votes have been counted, verified, counted again, verified once more, and this time thrown out the window and we've made them up. Yay! Yay! Anarchy! I always win, young man. Look at me. Going through to the second round to play against the Doctor's Rendezvous, who won last week. And winners of £50 sterling, with the Queen's face on and everything.
I like the Queen's face.
Queen of Force has a restraining order against me. Coffee shop situation. Yeah! For Hurt Season. Yeah! And for Dirty Voice. Yeah! And of course, let's reserve it for me because I'm brilliant. Yeah! Okay, thank you.
We're not
I'm taking you home. Winning £50 this evening, go through to the second round. Please put your hands and your feet and clap and make noise for your winners this evening. Coffee shop situation.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.